Chapter 3. The puppet show was about to begin. Pinocchio used the coins to buy a ticket. The curtain went up, and the puppets came onto the stage. They danced and sang. The audience laughed and clapped. Pinocchio was amazed. They were just like him. He waved at them. Suddenly, the puppets stopped. They all looked at Pinocchio.
"Look," they said.
"He is a puppet like us, but he has no strings." The puppets stopped singing and dancing to look at Pinocchio. The audience got bored and stopped watching the show. They wanted their money back. The puppeteer was cross.
"Why did you stop singing and dancing?" he said. "The audience has left, and we have no money. Where will I get wood to make my fire tonight? I have to burn one of you."
The puppets were scared because the puppeteer was very angry. Pinocchio wanted to save them. "I am the reason they stopped singing and dancing," he said. "Burn me, not them." The puppeteer looked at Pinocchio. He was amazed.
"You are a puppet, but you have no strings," he said. "People will pay a lot of money to see you. Will you do a show with us? Then I won't need to burn a puppet to make my fire tonight."
Pinocchio agreed. He put on a good show, and the audience gave a lot of money.
"You have done a good job," said the puppeteer. "Here are 5 gold coins. You should go home now and give them to your father."
Pinocchio hurried home. He was excited to tell Geppetto about his adventure. Now he really could buy his father a new coat. On the way home, Pinocchio saw a fox and a cat. They looked very poor. Pinocchio looked at his 5 gold coins. He wanted to help them, but he did not want to give up a whole gold coin. Fox and cat looked at Pinocchio's money with interest.
"Where did you get those coins?" they asked.
"I earned them," said Pinocchio proudly.
"You worked hard to get them," said Cat.
"What a waste," said Fox, shaking his head sadly.
"What do you mean?" said Pinocchio.
Fox and Cat put their arms around Pinocchio.
"How would you like to double or triple your money without any hard work?" they said.
Pinocchio was surprised. That sounded amazing, but a little bird tried to warn him.
"That sounds too good to be true," said the bird. "You should not trust them."
But Pinocchio did not listen.
"How can I make more money without any hard work?" he asked Fox and Cat. "Come with us," they said, "and we will show you."